This is from the number 8 album, our first week 10 years ago. See if you can guess from these strange noises what they are a prelude to, all right? It is so incredible to hear that from the Vanilla Fudge. You keep me hanging on. And of all of the odd coincidences in the world, it turns out that Carmine Appice, of course, a member of the Fudge, and later part of BB&A, now playing with Rod Stewart, is performing that selection live these days with Rod, and I'm also told that it will probably appear in a new version on Rod's forthcoming album, which is a trip. The more things change, the more they remain the same, which is a part two of what this week is all about. 1227 at 102.7 Radio in New York, WNEW-FM. We'll continue after these messages. Crazy Eddie's open 10 to 10 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 every Sunday. The New Jersey store open Monday through Saturday only. Call 645-1196 for a free price quote. The 12 noon temperature reading 54 degrees, humidity 80%, our revised forecast for New York City and vicinity. Mostly sunny this afternoon, high around 60, clear tonight, low near 45 in the city, in the upper 30s north and west of the city. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 60, and the outlook for Wednesday, partly cloudy, high near 60. Chance of rain near zero today, tonight, and tomorrow. Could not ask for better weather this anniversary week. 29 before 1, Pete Fornitala, WNEW-FM in New York. Each day, each of our 4 days together will be built around a centerpiece. On Thursday, we'll have an excerpt from the Loggins and Messina Thanksgiving visit some years ago. On Wednesday, a rebroadcast of Roger McGuinn's performance at the Bottom Line in 1975. Tomorrow, an eerie but incredibly well-done documentary by the WNEW News Department in 1969 concerning the insane Paul McCartney is dead rumors and craze that grew out of that. And today, a very special moment from our first year. The award-winning documentary, Marcy, A Child Again, which we'll share with you 1 hour from now, from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. And I chose to spend the rest of this first day exploring the musical blocks upon which the radio station was built. Those things on the charts in 1967 that have withstood the test of time and are still a part of our music, and some that didn't, but that blow the mind in retrospect, shall we say. Here's a whole bunch of those put together for you right now.
Your mind, incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
And here's one that came back to the charts a full 10 years later in a version reflecting its times, but this was the original.
Remember hallways, you're waiting always to see behind the door. You never seen her, you're gonna meet her the first time, so unsure. She smiles your way through a window, you smile right back, she runs away. You wish little girls would sit still just a little bit longer. longer. And she's
a mystery to me. She's a mystery.
Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing
sha la 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 la.
Chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say.
I dig, ho-ho, rock. I could really get it on in that scene.
I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
That was a hit single for them, as well as from a big album, too, called 1700, Album 1700 by Peter, Paul, and Mary was the number 10 album that first week of our existence, and all of those smash hits at the time. What a range of music. Peter, Paul, and Mary, I dig rock and roll music. The Association, Never My Love, Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl, The Lovin' Spoonful, She Is Still a Mystery, Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher, and kicking off that set, the late lamented Strawberry Alarm Clock with Incense and Peppermints. It's 10 to 1 at WNEW-FM in New York. Hirsch Photo, 9th Avenue and 45th Street, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's 5 to 1 now. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. Looking ahead, Scott Muni today will be exploring Dylan Now and Then, plus spend some time, as he did with Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin a while back. Dennis has his incredible visit from Elton John around the Thanksgiving concerts a couple of years back, and Allison's annual Halloween special takes place on schedule tonight, as it has all these 10 years, in fact. Here's an interesting combination of talents that put together a big success exactly 10 years ago, and each is as potent a force in music today as they were then. A song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, performed by Aretha Franklin.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
let there be no mistake about it. That is Gladys Knight and the Pips, the original recording of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That has been a hit so many times since by so many different people. One tends to lose perspective, but it all began exactly 10 years ago.
When was that?
That's 1967, late October, Mr. Dawson. Gladys Knight and the Pips, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Aretha Franklin before that with a Carole King composition, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. It's a minute after one. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. And we'll continue after these. This file. 5 past 1 now. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. In 25 minutes, we will present a rebroadcast from our first year of an award-winning documentary that really captures a moment of those times, entitled Marcy, A Child Again. That's uninterrupted from 1:30 until 2 o'clock today. So we're going to double up on business this half an hour and then sail clear through until 2 o'clock. The premise of our first get-together this anniversary week was to explore the building blocks of music around which this station was in fact constructed. These were certainly a couple of them.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Purple Haze was a hit single for Jimi Hendrix that first week of our existence, and the Are You Experienced album was number 12 on the charts. Dandelion by the Stones was their hit single at the time, and we opened the set with The Who and I Can See 4 Miles, 33 with the proverbial bullet in the last week of October, first week of November. 1967. It's 17 past 1. Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York.